Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, August 20th, 2019. On this day in 1858, Charles Darwin first published his theory of evolution through natural selection in the Journal of the Proceedings of the Linnaean Society of London, alongside Alfred Russel Wallace's same theory. The Berliner Morgenpost has learned from Senate circles that the fight against criminal clans in Berlin is to be expanded. Other districts are to follow Neukölln's example and increase the pressure on large criminal families. In Neukölln, there have been interagency operations of the police, customs, and public order office for months. Because investigators observe migration movements of criminal clans to other districts, the Neukölln concept is to be successively extended to the entire city. In September, this will also be a topic for the Mayor's Council, as, in addition to Neukölln, investigators in Tempelhof-Schöneberg, Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, Spandau, and Reinickendorf have increasingly noticed the activities of criminal family clans. Reports about clan population movements is causing unease among politicians. For example, the SPD in Tempelhof-Schöneberg is calling for the establishment of a task force called Clan Crime in the district office. Lars Rochfuss of the SPD told the Berliner Morgenpost that in September, the SPD will submit a corresponding motion to the District Assembly, or BVVV. The initiative was prompted by reports of findings that the activities of some clans are being relocated from Neukölln to Tempelhof. It is known, for example, that the C extended family now has its headquarters in the district. The task force is supposed to intensify the cooperation of the authorities in the fight against organized crime and to increase the investigative pressure on suspects who have migrated from Neukölln. The topic is becoming increasingly important in Spandau as well. Criminal clans and how to deal with them will, quote, unfortunately also become an increasing topic for Spandau, according to District Mayor Helmut Klebank of the SPD. In the coming months, they want to deal with the clans more intensively and, quote, increasingly cooperate with other authorities and regard Neukölln as a role model. In Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf, Arne Hertz of the CDU, deputy mayor and town councillor for regulatory affairs, together with the police, has observed that the scene is pushing into other districts from Neukölln as a result of suppression inflicted by authorities. Hertz said that in some areas, such as Adenauerplatz, changes are already noticeable. The district is also represented in a joint police coordination group. In Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg, dealing with criminal clans is also an issue. Per the district spokeswoman Sarah Luhmann, quote, both the district office and the Ordnungsamt have regular contact with police headquarters, the Friedrichshain-Kreuzberg sections, and the Senate Administration for Internal Affairs. If the district office has any evidence of clan crime, this info is forwarded to the police. Luhmann added, quote, in the course of the personnel buildup in our administration, for example, there will be new jobs for a commercial field service in the Ordnungsamt from 2020. This will make it possible to strengthen checks on businesses. The situation, however, is still relaxed in Mitte. District Mayor Stefan von Dassel of the Green Party remarked to the Berliner Morgenpost, quote, currently, I'm not aware of any such plans, and even in the last meeting with the police directorate, the topic was not considered urgent by any side. It seems that Mitte unites many, but fortunately not all, of the problems of this city. Police in Berlin investigated a total of 59 organized criminal gangs with 462 members last year. In addition to the classic crime fields such as red light and drug crimes, many cases were purely economic. Last year, there were more traffic accidents and fatalities in Berlin. According to the statistics for 2018, in Berlin, a total of 144,325 traffic accidents were recorded by police. The number of registered accidents thus rose by 0.63%, compared to 2017, including a total of 15,123 traffic accidents involving personal injury. An interactive Unfall Atlas, or Accident Atlas, from the Amt für Statistik Berlin-Brandenburg now shows which road sections are most dangerous for pedestrians and cyclists. A distinction is made between the means of transport involved and the severity of the injuries. According to the Senate administration, numerous intersections in Berlin are to be rebuilt by the middle of next year to make them safer. For a list of these intersections and the Unfall Atlas, please follow the link in our show notes. Police arrested 6 suspected members of a drug trafficking group. During the search of 9 apartments in Kreuzberg, Marienfelde, Charlottenburg, and Tegel, as well as 3 restaurants in Charlottenburg, the officers seized large quantities of drugs, including 40 kilos of marijuana, 2 kilos of hashish, about 3,000 ecstasy tablets, and about 100 grams of cocaine. In addition, tens of thousands of euros in cash and gold bars, each weighing 1 kilo, were found during the operations last Friday evening. Investigators seized various mobile phones and storage media as well. According to police, 5 men aged between 29 and 65 years of age and 1 57-year-old woman are suspects. They were brought before a magistrate on Saturday and are accused of gang drug trafficking. According to reports from authorities, the arrests were preceded by more than 2 years of intensive investigations by our narcotics commissioner. The Berlin police presented their new image campaign on Monday. Police Commissioner Barbara Slovic presented a film to promote the work of civil servants, and Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD also took part in the meeting in front of the police headquarters at the Platz der Luftbrücke in Tempelhof. The title of the campaign became known in recent weeks, called Wir können Hauptstadt, or We Can Do Capital. The slogan appears on posters throughout the city with the faces of policemen and policewomen who are intended to represent the scope of their work with headlines like Kann Kotti, Kann Kupnik, Kann Erste Mai, Kann Erste Schultag accompanying their images. Upper brass stated that the police need an advertising campaign because, quote, on one hand, the Berlin police, as a giant authority with around 17,000 officers and a total of 25,000 employees, are increasingly fighting for qualified junior staff and are therefore interested in a positive image. On the other hand, some conflicts on the streets could be diffused if police officers are perceived as humans and service providers. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.